The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. This morning, I have my exit interview with Heisman for you. He talks about, you know, what he thinks went wrong in his game, how he thinks he would have done in the pressure cooker, and a lot of other stuff. So I'm going to play that for you in a minute, but I just want to thank you guys for all the love on the season 6 pressure cooker reunion I did. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's an hour of pure chaos and fun. And I just want to thank again, you know, all the people that participated in that, because it was just a cool thing to do as a fan who's been watching the show since that aired. And as I'm, you know, recording this, Cameron just won the pressure cooker. I don't think it's been confirmed that they beat the record. I was watching the clock and it was, I mean, less than a minute away, which is wild. But yeah, check out my exit interview with Heisman. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm still watching this competition go on. It's been on for almost 14 hours.
Yeah, heard. Is it America, Mimi, and Cameron still?
Mimi just dropped. So it's America and Cameron. Who are you rooting for?
America.
Yeah, me too. in terms of just, you know, how you're feeling this morning, how close do you think they were to keeping you? And when did you find out that you were probably leaving?
I think they were one vote away. I think that that vote is Corey's vote. Mm-hmm. I think that Corey basically seals the nail, what is the last nail in the coffin. I know that it happens after Izzy and Suri meet him in the storage room. I know what the minute he leaves that storage room, I know that it's over, officially over. He gave that same smile when he was basically saved on the block, which is sort of like his sense of like feeling real, like assured. That's his... the smile that he gives when he feels really assured. And so a decision had been made. And I could see in the way that Suri hugged me that it was over.
Mm. Are you still feeling like a sense of betrayal, or like who are you feeling, I guess, most betrayed by? Or are you more frustrated with yourself? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, like the truth is like I betrayed myself, right? Like, and what I mean by that is I make a very significant mistake, right? And sort of how I handle the Riley situation. And for that, I pay dearly. You know, I went a little too far. I was a little bit too forceful. I hurt her feelings. And that was never my intention, right? And right afterwards, I apologized to her. But that is a mistake I made. That's the mistake I live with. That's the mistake that left me out of the game. That's the mistake that cost me $750,000.
Mm. Do you any regrets about, you know, winning a bunch of comps? Obviously, everyone knew you were very good at them.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, my original plan was not to win a bunch of comps, right? And I kept trying to not win comps, but then something would come up that would basically force me to have to win, right? Mm-hmm. The first veto, I was concerned about being backdoored or someone I was aligned with being backdoored. I had felt the shift in the house. The second HOH, I did not choose to win. Jared chose the wrong door. That was a competition I had planned to lose because I didn't want the power. I just wanted to make sure that whoever was the other person was someone I could trust. And I trusted Jared 100%.
Yeah.
And then the third veto, it was just me against everyone and Riley, right? Like, and so I didn't really have a choice if I was trying to get Riley out, but to win that one. And so it just got to a point where each and every win had to happen, except for the HOH. Like, I didn't choose to win that, right? Like, but there we are, right? And that's how we get to where we are.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Any regrets about Corey and just maybe like you guys were never on the same page, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, like Corey and I started communicating right when we started off in the Have Not Room. Mm. We talked about potentially working together. Then Corey gets pulled into the Major Alliance. Then he starts acting funny. Once that happened, a level of distrust forms. And then it's really hard to find that again without a really open, clear conversation. And one of the things that never happened between Corey and I was that conversation, yeah. Right? And it just kept festering, right? And just like mm-hmm. any sort of wound that festers, eventually basically it gets diseased and something dies. And in this instance, I'm evicted.
Yeah. In terms of Suri and Jared, because I know you mentioned Jared, anything you feel like you missed? Were there any hints that they were related? Or looking back, are you like, wait a minute, there was something or nothing? Were they really good?
I just really didn't care. I mean, if I'm going to be totally honest, like each player is a player, right? And
the two of them,
like your relationship to each player is your relationship to each player, right? Mm-hmm. And their relationship is actually what matters as far as how they maneuver the game, right? Mm. But as far as how I maneuver each of those relationships, I don't think it really matters to me that they're related. It only matters when you're basically sitting next to them in a final three, right? Where they basically get to decide that, or they're basically aligned and they're evicting you. The truth of the matter is that it's so early in the game that it actually doesn't impact me, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't, when they mentioned the twist, I think it's more for America than for the players, in my opinion.
I just have two more questions because I know I've got to run. How do you think you would have done in the pressure cooker, and who would you have targeted if you won?
I would have done amazing in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
As a doctor, I'm used to staying up for long hours. I had sort of prepped myself that something like this was coming up. I had a small breakfast in the morning. I had limited my water intake to make sure that I wouldn't have to use the bathroom. And who I would have targeted, Cam would have gone home. And so most likely I would have continued to target people that had told me they were coming after me. I think Matt would have been my target since I've been so clear about going after Matt next.
Yeah.
And I think that people would have been surprised had I not targeted Matt.
Wow, so you would have stuck with the professors. Okay.
I would have stuck with the professors 100% of the way, right? Yeah. I was a professor to the very end.
I love it. Okay, well, and last question, because I know I got to wrap up, but are you interested in playing again? Because I'm already seeing people saying you got to come back.
I would love an opportunity for a new adventure, right? Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is whatever greatest adventure happens, I will choose the best one, right? You know, I chose to basically do Big Brother because I wanted an adventure and I wanted to change my life. I wanted to basically destabilize it so that I could see what I wanted to keep and where I wanted to grow. And the truth of the matter is like Big Brother has done a lot to basically help that. But of course I would love to come back, right? Okay. Of course I would love to try it again, right? I will be smarter this time. but you know, the truth is like, one of my fan favorites is Kesar, and Kesar leaves early both seasons. But man, does he make compelling television? Man, does he have a point of view. And I wanted to be a player who had a point of view.
Oh, right? You just missed him. He just hosted.
I know. Oh. I know. I saw him briefly on the screen. I was like, for God's sakes, like, of course, the one challenge I really want to do, and I'm evicted right before it. It's like, that's the salt in the wound, right?
Yeah.
That's the salt in the wound. There's only a certain challenges we'll ever get to play. And that was one of them I wanted to. And to be so close to playing it is really sad.
Well, Haizam, I hope we see you again. You are such a fun person to watch on television, and I'm bummed that you got out. So
yeah, early. I just played. I played the cards I had.
Well, thank you for your fight too, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys again for tuning into my exit interview with Haizam. I will be back Sunday with another breakdown of the week, and if you haven't already, definitely check out my interview with June, the winner of Big Brother 4. That was such a fun conversation. I love talking to her. She has such great insight and she's always just so honest. So be sure to check that out. Like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. It really does help me out. And I'll see you guys later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.